Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big challenge, obviously. He's been doing it for a really long time, super smart. I'm sure if you guys watch, you see the stuff he does, being able to sit down in zones and everything, and there's still things that he got that we can improve on, so just being able to try to limit him and that offense as much as we can.
Cole Bishop's one of these guys that, like, he's just very sticks to the plan and the script of what you're supposed to say to the media, right? He doesn't really give you much. It's great, though. Love to see him ascending and playing the way he is, and got with him yesterday at the post-game interview as well on the radio and on the Buffalo Bills radio network. And we're going to start right now this hour with my extra point from the sidelines. It's a deeper look at something that happened in the game. And it is brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. And it's that. See, so here's how it works. At the end of the game, when the Bills win, I have an opportunity to, you know, interview a player on the field before they head to the locker room. And kind of work it out with Bill's PR, who's going over to CBS, who's doing this or that. And I said, I want Cole Bishop. Like, oh yeah, absolutely, let's do that. So I'm watching Cole, and I'm standing right at the goal line at the end of the game, knowing this is the last play. I mean, if it's a Hail Mary and it's complete, you know, then maybe it's not the last play. But I'm standing right there, I'm watching, I'm knowing I'm going to go get Cole Bishop, hopefully after this ball falls harmlessly to the earth. That happened. So I run out of the field to grab Cole and like, hey, post-game radio interview, you ready? As I'm walking out there to get to Cole Bishop, I see Jordan Poyer go right over to him, and they just shared this really cool, long embrace. And I just think it's a really good testament to what Jordan Poyer has meant to Cole Bishop. And this is a really big key part of it. How Jordan Poyer is accepting that role. Jordan Poyer is accepting that role to be the mentor. The Bills got laughed at for signing Jordan Poyer to the practice squad at the beginning of the season. Laughed at. I'm not, and I understand why. I understand why. Oh my God, can we stop bringing all these guys back? Micah, Jordan Poyer, Jordan Phillips, Jordan Poyer, Gabe Davis. Stop it. What's he going to do? If he wants to be a coach, let him be a coach. Right? All the things you heard. The Bills got laughed at, completely panned, okay? Jordan Poyer is not the same player he used to be. No doubt. But what Jordan Poyer is someone who understands why it's important to have people like him doing this on a professional football team. And one of the first things he said when he signed in Buffalo was that he had a conversation with Micah when Mike about this and said, Micah said, you're going to eat some humble pie. You're not going to be the guy you were. And that's going to be tough to deal with. You're going to be on scout team. Practice squad. That's tough. And Jordan said, I don't care. I want to help. I want to be here and help. And I just think it speaks volumes about a guy like that to do that. And you know what? There's going to be a time this year where Jordan Poyer is going to get beat athletically on a play. And we're going to go, ooh. In fact, it happened yesterday. There was a play early in the game. Early in the game, maybe the Chiefs' second drive. It's a cross over the middle, and it's Jordan Poyer who's matched up on someone. I'm like, eh, that's Rashee Rice, I think it was. I'm like, that good, right? You don't want to see that. I get it. I'm not telling you Jordan Poyer needs to play 100% of the snaps. He doesn't. But there is a direct correlation of the ascension of Cole Bishop and the development of Cole Bishop with having Jordan Poyer next to him, and not just in the games. It's also on the practice field, in the meeting rooms. The things that people laughed at the Bills for doing, who said, we need this guy to help this other guy because he's going to see things and be next to him. It's not a coach. The coach and a player are totally different. A veteran player and how he can help another player when they're watching film and going over a game plan is totally different than a coach actually teaching technique and taking the time to do that. Coaches are coaches. Players are players. Jordan's not a coach. He's a player. But what I saw yesterday at the end of that game, when I saw Jordan Poyer embrace Cole Bishop the way that they embraced each other at the end of that game, that spoke volumes to me about what he has meant and what they mean to each other and how they've accepted that relationship. And I think it's cool. 803-0550 is the number to call. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday on WGR, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Let's go to Neil in North Carolina. Hi, Neil. You're on WGR.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Sal.
You got it.
Totally agree with you on Poyer, and you're absolutely seeing it in the way he's in the way what's his name is playing.
Yeah, Bishop.
I mean,
yeah.
Bishop, awesome. I was watching Kyle Brandt this morning, and he said the biggest change he sees in their defense is Bosa, and he showed the replays from the game yesterday, and he looked like he was possessed. He actually said he looked like he was in his third year with the Chargers. He looked phenomenal yesterday. Yeah. It was really nice to see that. Nice to see the way they play defense in the secondary covering. Hairston played great as well. It was a great win to see. I am actually going to Miami for the first time. I've never been to a Bills game in Miami this Sunday. Really, really looking forward to it and hoping they do a number and a half on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll get to say hi to you.
All right. I love it, Neil. Thank you. I appreciate that. I hope we can as well. On your point and what you said, I want to give you something on Joey Bosa, too. After the game, in the locker room, we go and meet Joey Bosa at his locker. Hey, you know, ask him questions about the game. In a two-minute span, I could play the audio for you. I won't, but I'll just tell you. In a two-minute span, Joey Bosa said the following things. Just couldn't be happier right now. Yeah, just happy. Feel reinvigorated here. So happy to be here. I'm just super happy and just super happy. I think Joey Bosa's happy. The Bills have had quite a few injuries this year, and they've taken a lot of shots for their training staff or conditioning or whatever because of certain injuries. I think we also have to recognize the training staff and Joey Bosa have done a great job to keep him healthy, and they need to keep doing that because they are now really dipping even more into their depth on the defensive front without Ed Oliver, without Michael Hoyt, interior and exterior with Hoyt pass rushers. They got to keep Joey Bosa healthy. So far, so good. Knock on wood, that continues. Let's go to James in Florida. Hi, James.
Hey, Sal. How are you? Good morning.
Yep, good morning.
I just wanted to play off the Poe and Bishop. It seems like he's the Karate Kid and Poe's the Mr. Miyagi to the whole situation, but I wanted to remind people that fullbacks are people too, and I feel like Reggie just had a great game giving holes to Cook, and thanks for taking my call.
I gave him an arrow up. I appreciate that because he deserved one. You're right about that. Reggie Gilliam was a game changer yesterday. Reggie Gilliam coming right at you through a hole on ISO. What's ISO mean? You're isolated, one-on-one. Reggie Gilliam going through a hole on ISO, bam, Now, it's not necessarily ISO. Back in the day, I formation ISO is basically fullback runs right at you. We ISO the linebacker. You hit him, and then the running back takes off the block, right? Nowadays, it's a little different. You have all these different concepts, but that's essentially the same thing. You're taking the fullback, you're running him into the hole, and you're hitting somebody. And Reggie Gilliam's doing that. He was great yesterday. I agree. I gave him an arrow up. 803-0550, arrow up, arrow down, WGR550.com. Tom in North Tonawanda. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Sal. So that caller there just took half of what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
You know how much I love Reggie, and you know that. And he was outstanding. So I'll go and talk about another guy that stepped in yesterday, and he's done this before and filled in. And that was Cam Lewis. You know, he comes in the reserve at nickel corner, and he kind of play. Of course, we know he plays safety as well. And I thought he had an excellent game. He always seems whenever he does have to come in and fill in for Taron Johnson, he does his role, and he's great. And you know, I know he's a free agent at the end of the day. I'm worried the Bills are somebody's going to see that and snag him. But I thought, you know, it was kind of a seamless transition out there, and he really did.
You said Cam will be a free agent. Is that what you said?
I think. He
yeah,
is.
Yeah. But here's the thing: he's a free agent every year, and he comes back to the Bills, right?
I know.
I mean, like Cam Lewis is never going to break the bank in free agency. He is what he is. He's a more of a like a over the minimum, but like a guy who's he's going to make a more of a minimum type of salary. And if a team wants him to be their starting nickel and pay him a good hefty salary, then good for him. That's great. I mean, I think he's been in Buffalo 8 years. He went to UB, obviously. I wouldn't worry too much about that. I agree with your larger point, though. And Tom, you know, I've been on the Cam Lewis bandwagon and train since he arrived in Buffalo after year one on the practice squad.
Yeah, you know, and it's just good to see. It was perfect. You didn't, you know, it was basically kind of those, you didn't hear his name for doing anything bad, and that's what you want from the depth guys like that come in, and he had good coverage, made some nice plays out there, and it was good to see. You know, they have that type of depth where somebody as available as Taron Johnson goes down, and it was kind of a seamless transition. It was great to see.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thanks a lot. By the way, I am out of your loser pool.
Yeah, well, so is everybody else but four people. So
I took the Vikings, and I could not believe it. I'm like, come on. And yeah, the Vikings won.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
The loser pool, so everybody knows. Paul Hamilton as well. Are you out 2-0? You're raising your hand. Are you out of the loser pool? Did you go into the loser pool?
I'm not. Oh. I'm not in those, but I was in. I'm in a different loser pool that I also lost on Minnesota.
Oh yeah, so there you go.
So
Tom.
I hear
Carolina.
You.
How does Carolina win in Green Bay?
I know. Yeah, you're right. I mean, hey, it's the NFL, Tom. That's why. You know that, right, buddy?
I know.
All right.
Tell
yeah, good
have
to
good
see
luck.
You. Good to see you yesterday. I appreciate that. All right, Dave in Buffalo. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Sal, how's it going? I just had a quick point. I'll take the win. It was a great game yesterday. But Mahomes played arguably the worst game of his career and still, at the end of the game, had a chance to go down the field and tie it. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I mean, so well, you tell me your thoughts on that. What do you, what, why do you think that is? What's the point you're making?
The Bills need to go out. I think offensively they still struggle. Like, the passing game did well yesterday, which scares me to think that they don't want to go and trade for a wide receiver.
I mean, they threw for 260 yards. They ran for 140. I don't think their offense struggled. They had 400 yards of offense.
I don't think they struggled, but I think because they did well, it's going to push the Bills away from trying to trade for a wide receiver, and that scares me.
Okay, well, I don't know. I mean, that's just pure speculation, and I have no idea. And I mean, yes, you're right. They still had a chance to win. It's football. It's a one-score game. I mean, it's two really good teams, right? So, yes, he played the worst game of his career, and they still had a chance because the Bills made a couple mistakes. If the field goal goes in, they don't even have that chance. And we can debate if the Bills should have punted or kicked a field goal. That's a fine debate. I have no problem with that. But if the field goal goes in, it's a 10-point game, and you're not even thinking about that, and that's not even a phone call. Let's go to Patrick in Las Vegas. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, Sal. Two things. A, the pass rush was dynamite last night,
yep.
And not just because of how often it got to Mahomes, but we kept our lanes. We did not over-pursue on Mahomes and allow him to get out and run for those 10, 15, 20-yard gains that he seems to do every time against Buffalo. And the second thing I want to say, as far as the trade deadline, we're not going to face teams that have a running back room as bad as Kansas City's did yesterday. And I would still say you've got to go defensive tackle, defensive lineman, something on the defensive side, because the win was nice against Kansas City, don't get me wrong, and Mahomes can beat you by himself. But we were playing a team that was kind of being dealt to from the bottom of the deck in the running back room, and we're not always going to see that. I just want to make sure that we don't get lulled into a sense of security that our defense is phenomenal because we did this to Mahomes in Kansas City. We play Kansas City again. If they have Pacheco back in there, it's probably going to be a different game. And we have
Maybe. I mean, he hasn't done much this year. I don't think they're a strong running team. I think they actually might have helped them to go to a power run game yesterday with Kareem Hunt. But hey, look, I think the larger point, though, Patrick, is, you know, I've never seen the Bills do that. Say, well, we're fine now, so everything's good. Every game's different. Every week's different. They prepare for every opponent different. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, I agree. We get caught in being prisoners of the moment sometimes,
yes.
And we take what happens recently as a sign
100%.
Of what's going to happen in the future. And
no, that's right.
Just say, watch out.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, I get it, and I think you know, it's ever evolving, right? But no, you're right. The teams are different, and you're right, and they're going to be different when they play again, if they play again. But yesterday, the win by the Bills, the loss by the Chiefs. Right now, the Chiefs are on the outside looking in, folks, in the AFC. They're in the 8th seed out of 7. I still think they'll make the playoffs. They could still win their division. I mean, in 2 weeks, they play the Denver Broncos, and that's massive for them. They still have the Chargers on the schedule. We'll take a look around the league ourselves in just a little while. Robbie. Robbie, another one from North Carolina. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Sal, been watching you and listening to you for longer than you've been on GR, man. Love where you've gone in your career.
I love being here, and I love that you said that. Thank you.
So, hey, real quick, thoughts and prayers out to my boy Jake. He needs it. But anyway, feel like we let off the gas there, man. And I love what we saw yesterday. You know, that looked so good. But I feel like there was a moment we could have finished it. We let off the gas, whether it was Brady getting way too conservative or maybe some demons coming out, you know, with the stupid commenters, you know, on stupid announcers on TV saying 13 seconds and stuff.
Oh, jeez. Were they talking about it? Were they talking about it?
They said it on air. They said it on air.
Well, I guess they got to do that, though. You know,
they don't have a choice. You know. Yeah. But anyway, with all that said, though, I mean, it's not like we're not thinking it in the back of our heads. We can't help it. I'll shut up and I'll hang up and listen. But what do you think, man?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think there's an argument to be made. I think you're caught in between how do you close this game out? You got to do it the best way, the right way. And sometimes you could be a little more aggressive and then it doesn't work out. You're leaving more time on the clock. You're a little more conservative. It doesn't work out. It's less time, but you didn't get that first down. I think a big debate is what happened at the end with field goal versus punt. And that could go either way. I didn't mind kicking the field goal. Matt Prater's been excellent this year. It's in his range, and it was in his range. He hit the upright. If it goes in, it's a 10-point game at the end, and nobody's even thinking about it. But I would say this. This game probably was a little closer at the end than the stats showed, but that's just football, and you know that those things happen, right? I mean, a play here, a play there can just keep you in the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Do we double down now with Hoyt out, or what do you think?
I don't know, man. I think it's going to be tough to go out and get a receiver, a defensive lineman. I think whatever they what they need to do, though, is find somebody to help in the interior pass rush. And I don't know if that's in-house, because Javon Solomon has actually played that role. And you can tell me all you want, well, Javon Solomon's not good enough. But I don't know what else is out there and available that you're going to go out there, give up an asset, and be able to pay somebody's contract. The salary cap matters here, folks. They do not have room enough to go out and just make swings and make these trades. They're going to have to get creative in some way, and I don't know what that way is, but Tuesday at 4 p.m. is the deadline. Good phone call. Alex is up next. Alex in Rockland. What's up, Alex?
Good morning, guys. Happy Bill Victory Monday. Big win last night. I really want the fans to enjoy it. You know, these wins are not easy to come by. On paper, I thought we were going to lose. No Ed Oliver. No Shaq Thompson, and I really felt that we were going to get carved up with their speed. But I have to give Bean credit. Bean's been taking a punch, as we know, on this radio station as well as fans across the world, regarding Kincaid, regarding Hairston, regarding all these question marks. And yesterday, I think that was Bean's best game, looking at the depth that we have on defense. And it sucks to lose Hoyt, but that was Bean getting us Hoyt. It sucks to lose Oliver, but I do feel that we are at a critical point, that the Chiefs were the best opponent for us. We are blessed that the Chiefs played us, and we played the way that we did the day, 2 days before the trade deadline. Now I want to go all in, give up as many firsts as we need, give up a second. Doesn't matter. It's all about now, because we've just extended almost half our guys on defense, and we're capped, we're strapped. We don't have a lot of choices. So I feel like we have to give up those draft picks. I am totally okay with that. Our trust in Bean, my trust in Bean, has skyrocketed. Look at Cole Bishop yesterday. He was a freakish athlete. Hairston keeping up with Worthy. Hoyt, Bosa, all those players. Those are Bean's guys that he put on his roster. So we have to take a step back and respect and tip our hat to Brandon Bean, because this team, for a second, I wish we had Oliver yesterday, because then it would have been complete to see what this team could have looked like the way Bean had constructed this roster to be. So, I'm really curious on what we're going to do going forward.
Yeah, it's interesting, Alex. It's interesting, because I've had a couple phone calls, and I agree more with you what you're saying, which is I think this would allow them and help them to lean more into let's go get somebody, not take the approach of, hey, we're just fine here. Look what we did with the roster we have. And we've had those phone calls, and we've had people say that today. And I think it's more like you say, which is, okay, this is a good, it's right there again. Everything you want is still right in front of you. Now, how do you do it? Maybe you go out there and make a deal, but man, it is just going to be tough. Just telling you folks, it's going to be tough. I don't know what they can do. Thanks, Alex. Good call. Steven in Florida. Hi, Steven.
Hey, happy Victory Monday, Sal.
You too.
Good to talk to you.
Okay.
So here's my take on this game. First of all, a little bit bittersweet, because just like last week, this is a very costly win. Last week it was Oliver, this week Hoyt. I'm very sad to see that happened. But here's the thing. My perspective on this game was that this was the most balanced Bills performance I've seen since last season, because on both sides of the ball, Joe Marino on the Bills squad show with Jeremy and Jerry, he said what the Bills are going to have to do is establish play action. That's exactly what they did on offense. They ran the ball well. Josh was in MVP form. Kincaid, all the guys on offense, the line, they were great. And then on defense, they did what they knew they had to do, which was get Mahomes out of his game, rattle his cage, put pressure on him. And I had told friends of mine, I predicted that Maxwell Hairston was going to pick off Mahomes in this game, and they were going to sack him at least 2 to 3 times. So this is a great win for the Bills, and nobody can say anymore, well, the Bills haven't beaten a good team. They just did it yesterday. And I think they're going to find a way, even with what's happened with the defense now, with the injuries, where they're going to be able to come up with enough to continue on in the win streak and go on to the playoffs and ultimately to the Super Bowl. So go Bills.
Okay, thanks a lot, Steven. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, going to look around the NFL, what happened in week 9. We'll take more of your phone calls. We do have a little bit of time left to do that at 803-0550 if you'd like. We can always get connected with you on social media, at Sal Sports as well. And, of course, getting connected with our fans is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at NordtownKia.com. Sal Capaccio with you on the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, a look around the league. Next, on the way on WGR.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.